Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Okay. Actually, not really. Tell me, do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Yeah. I got one for my birthday last month. It's great.
Oh, you're lucky. My mum won't let me have one.
Why not? It's much better, because you avoid all those boring arguments about what to watch.
Right. My sister always wants to watch lots of cartoons, and I'm really not keen on them.
Exactly. I used to have the same problem with my little brother. Another thing is that people are always talking in the living room, so that even if you can choose the programme, you can't hear it properly.
That's a point. Although, actually, I really like talking about what I'm watching, so I don't mind people being around, as long as I can choose the programmes.
Mm. But why won't your mum let you have a TV in your room?
She says it would cost too much. But I don't think that's the real reason, because she said I could have a bike instead. Anyway, my auntie said we could have her old one for next to nothing, and my mum still said no.
When I got mine, my parents were worried that I might watch it late at night and so be too tired for school in the morning. So I promised them I'd always turn it off before 10 o'clock.
And do you?
Not always. Depends what's on.
I think my mum just wants to control what I do. You know, she just wants to be able to say, no television until you've done your homework and things like that.
Perhaps she thinks you need that.
Oh, she thinks I'm still a child. I'd like the chance to decide things like that for myself.
My parents never ask about my schoolwork. They say it's something I have to do by myself.
You're lucky.
I know.
Now listen again.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Okay. Actually, not really. Tell me, do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Yeah. I got one for my birthday last month. It's great.
Oh, you're lucky. My mum won't let me have one.
Why not? It's much better, because you avoid all those boring arguments about what to watch.
Right. My sister always wants to watch lots of cartoons, and I'm really not keen on them.
Exactly. I used to have the same problem with my little brother. Another thing is that people are always talking in the living room, so that even if you can choose the programme, you can't hear it properly.
That's a point. Although, actually, I really like talking about what I'm watching, so I don't mind people being around, as long as I can choose the programmes.
Mm. But why won't your mum let you have a TV in your room?
She says it would cost too much. But I don't think that's the real reason, because she said I could have a bike instead. Anyway, my auntie said we could have her old one for next to nothing, and my mum still said no.
When I got mine, my parents were worried that I might watch it late at night and so be too tired for school in the morning. So I promised them I'd always turn it off before 10 o'clock.
And do you?
Not always. Depends what's on.
I think my mum just wants to control what I do. You know, she just wants to be able to say, no television until you've done your homework. And things like that.
Perhaps she thinks you need that.
Oh, she thinks I'm still a child. I'd like the chance to decide things like that for myself.
My parents never ask about my schoolwork. They say it's something I have to do by myself.
You're lucky.
I know.